Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We are a very small crowd today, a big change from our big crowd last night. But that is just okay. We are here and welcome, and we are going to journey this morning together in a kind of a fun and meaningful service filled with hymns. I want you to pay attention to the moments of our liturgy because they are set to some of our favorite Christmas hymns. So just pay attention to that. It's all pretty clear. When we get there, you will know what to do. But welcome and welcome to all those who are joining us online. This is the first day of Christmas, and we want to break from some of our normal patterns and center ourselves right now again around this Christ candle. It is the center of our worship last night, that central symbol. And so we're going to light this together this morning. Going to light it as a reminder and as a symbol of God's presence with us. So please join us with the words printed. Unto this day in the city of David, a Savior is born.
Hallelujah, Christ is born.
We light this candle as a symbol of God's presence in Christ Jesus, who comes to us that we might have life.
Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you.
The Lord had become flesh and has dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you.
He who said, "Let there be light," and there was light, has come to bring forth new life.
He is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though they die, yet shall they live.
As we gather around this flame, let us remember the promise that echoes through the scripture.
Behold, I am making all things new.
May this flame, a spark of the eternal fire, burn brightly within us, inspiring us to
live lives of faith, hope, and love.
Of a love that conquers all, a hope that transcends the grave, and a future where death is swallowed up in victory.
Alleluia. Come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit, and the love of God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave us your only Son to take on our human nature and to illuminate the world with your light. By your grace, adopt us as your children. Enlighten us with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Well, and at this point, I invite the children forward. There's no children. I'm half tempted to skip it, but I feel like I'm getting a lot of trouble by Pete if we're going to skip the children's service. So you're all children.
Did you say by Pete?
Anyway, so I know I use it a lot, but I have my handy dandy tactical flashlight, and we all know what flashlights are for. What are flashlights for?
Lights.
Yeah, to shine light. And they're really nifty, especially when it's night outside, to like shine, and then we can see where we're going, right? But how many of you like getting a flashlight in your face? Not a whole lot. When that flashlight comes up and it hits you in the face, and what do you see? You see all those black little dots, and it reminds me of when I used to get hit when I played rugby. And all those black, all you see is those blackness. So this light, which is such a gift for us to see the way, if we look at it, it will actually blind us. And one of the mysteries about this incarnation with the Jesus moment is that God is sort of like this light. Can't really look upon God without going blind. But now we can look at Jesus. We can look at who Jesus is at the manger and then on the cross and actually see for the first time who God really is. And so let us pray together. We'll bring our hands together on the count. One, two, three. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
first reading today is from Isaiah chapter 52, 7 through 10. A reading from Isaiah. Hear now the word. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen. Your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalms are on page 3, bulletin. I'll begin with the light print. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song.
With the trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. Second reading today is Hebrews chapter 1, 1 through 4 and 5 through 12. A reading from Hebrews. Hear now the word. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is a reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Or to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who are born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We try to keep this service particularly kind of light with hymns. Some congregations will call this a hymn and carol service. And so I'm going to keep my words really short because I know we all want to get home to family and feasting and all the other good stuff. But when we're thinking of this as a hymn and carol service, I just want us to draw attention to the fact, and maybe I've said this before, but this first chapter of John is actually an ancient hymn. It existed before the writing of the Gospels, and it was sung in the church. And I like to think that it was a hymn that the early church sang at Christmas morning. Maybe that might not be historically accurate, but that's the way I imagine it. And if not, we say it on Sunday for the same reason. Because this ancient hymn sings in counterpoint and in harmony with all the songs that we have sung last night, will sung this morning, and sing throughout the year. And that's the beauty of music, isn't it? Is it can convey a sense of meaning and emotion and a depth that human language alone cannot convey. So I would invite you to be swept up into this hymn and listen to it as we would any other of our favorite hymns. A hymn that speaks of who exactly is this one coming into the world. And it is the one who created all things. But it is not enough that God just created it at one point. You see, we have these words called through. Hebrew says sustains. Christ sustains life. And you notice this action again of through, all things recreated through him, is an action of continuation. Just like our lives are sustained through oxygen, through water, through food. The sustaining power of God in life is something that is continually ongoing and is the ground of all ultimate being. And when we say that things come through Christ, come through God, it is in one way to say that all of the world is, in a sense, a sacrament. And it is this one through whom all things comes, who has come on Christmas morning to us. And that is the mystery. And we ask ourselves, of course, why does the Word become flesh? And this is where language fails, and we have to rely on this beautiful tune to carry the meaning. And ultimately, God becomes flesh because God has to become flesh, has to, in order to save and reconcile all this back to God. It's enough to dwell in that mystery in itself without looking for explanations on why. God knows the church has been trying for the last 2,000 years to explain the why, but nothing quite hits the right tone more than this simple hymn of ours. The Word became flesh. And through this action of incarnation, of becoming us, another ancient hymn, Paul quote, will say that Jesus did not find equality with something, with God, something to be grasped, but emptied himself to become a servant. And it is this emptying God who enters fully into our world, suffers our pain, goes to the cross, suffers our death. It is the suffering God who saves. It's the suffering God who then reunites us back to this God who is the creator and sustainer of all things. And that is the note of our hymn this morning, and that is the reason that we are here. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. But we're going to, as a Christmas tradition here, Christmas service tradition, I think I said it right, we have an affirmation in our faith that we say together. And an affirmation isn't a creed, it's just a way of summing up in our modern language what today might mean. So let us join together. We believe in God, the creator and giver of life, who brought all creation to birth, who mothers us and fathers us, protecting, nurturing, and cherishing us. We believe in Jesus Christ, God born among us as a fragile baby, embodying both love and the need for love, and calling us to rest in God as trustingly as a strange child. We believe in the Holy Spirit, breathed into us at our birth, always drawing us on to him born again, encouraging, exhorting, comforting, nourishing our growth, and inspiring our living. We believe in the reconciliation of the world to God through Christ, planted at birth and humiliated at death. Christ entered our fearful darkness so that we might enter the glory of life and share the life of the resurrection. And we believe that each new child is a glimpse of the face of God, a sign of life to come, and a call to live in peace and celebrate living together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Amen.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. The church in every land makes a joyful noise to herald your coming, O God. We give thanks for poets, musicians, and hymn writers who give voice to our praise and for all who lead the church's worship. God of grace, hear our prayer. This day dawns with new hope for all living things, and from ocean depths to mountain peaks, the earth rejoices, inspire in us an urgent zeal to protect the planet and renew its resources. God of grace,
hear
our prayer. Bring heavenly peace to this world and an end to armed conflict. Raise up leaders in every nation who will honor human rights and establish equal justice for all people. Give courage to all who speak out against oppression. Advocate for the powerless. God of grace, guard the lives of any in danger, especially those who work to protect others. Lead any who are in desperate circumstances to sanctuary, help, and safety. Grant rest to the weary and soothe those who are troubled, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Ellen, Mike, Olga, family of Shannon White, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel, earthquake in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, recovery efforts in Maui. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Bless all who gather to worship on this holy day. Be present at our tables and celebrations and watch over those who travel. Sustain charities, outreach ministries, and food pantries that give generously to people in need. God of grace, in Christ, we have beheld your glory full of grace and truth. We give thanks for those in every generation who reflect the light of Christ. May their witness shine forth in our time. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace with those around you. I invite us all to stand now as we go through this. And again, things might be a little bit different, set to different tones, but just you can follow along. It's pretty self-explanatory.
The Lord be with you.
Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the wonder and the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, by all adored, heaven and earth cannot.
beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light and bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. These are the gifts of all for the people of all, and all who come forward will be communion. Amen.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace. Amen. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us,
you grace us with
life and breath, and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all.
Amen.
Right before the sending and the benediction, we just have a special community announcement that the Elks Club is holding a free community meal from 11 to 3 o'clock today. And anyone and everyone is welcome to go there and gather in that community and partake. And with that, let us prepare our hearts to the benediction and pay attention, because we will be singing that together.